There's a story in the suttas a deva came to the Buddha and asked him, "How did you cross the flood of greed, aversion, delusion?" And the Buddha responded, "By neither tarrying nor hurrying, I crossed the flood." The deva, not quite understanding, asked for some elaboration. And the Buddha said, "When I tarried, I sank. When I hurried, I got swept away. And so, by neither tarrying nor hurrying, I crossed the flood." This image brings to mind the sense of just meeting each moment, just having that recognition of the moment of experience and not taking a stand, neither tarrying here nor hurrying there. Neither tarrying nor hurrying, I cross the flood. In another sutta, the Buddha spoke about how we tend to land with things. He said, "This world, for the most part, depends upon a duality, upon the idea of existence and the idea of non-existence. But for one who sees the arising of the world as it really is with correct wisdom, there is no idea of non-existence with regard to the world. And for one who sees the cessation of the world as it really is with correct wisdom, there is no idea of existence in regard to the world." The world here, the Buddha defined the world elsewhere. What I call this world is this fathom-long body with its experiences, feelings, perceptions. For one who sees the rising of experience as it really is with correct wisdom, there is no idea of non-existence. For one who sees the cessation of experience as it really is correct wisdom, there is no idea of existence. He goes on. "This world is, for the most part, shackled by engagement, clinging, and adherence. But one with right view does not cling, does not take a stand about myself. This one has no perplexity or doubt that what is arising is only dukkha arising, and what is ceasing is only dukkha ceasing." Dukkha, often translated as suffering, also in certain contexts can be understood as the unreliable nature of experience, its inability to produce lasting happiness. So another way to read that last sentence. This one has no perplexity or doubt that what arises is only unreliable experience arising, and what ceases is only unreliable experience ceasing. Why tarry with unreliable experience? Why hurry to the next unreliable experience? Simply experience arising and ceasing. What is actually happening in this moment? Perhaps mindfulness, awareness, it's already happening. Maybe awareness is already knowing, noticing what is obvious. Experience this tumbling on of sensation, feeling, perception, thoughts, ideas, and the knowing of it. Every moment arising and ceasing. Just that. Experience constantly changing, tottering, unstable. We struggle trying to take a stand. Maybe we can stop struggling and let go into the river of changing experience. Neither tarrying nor hurrying. the currents of our retreat continually shift. And today is the last full day of the retreat. Perhaps this reflection on neither tarrying nor hurrying might support your process. In the next few days, we often tarry with concepts, ideas about concepts, perception and mental formation. We often hurry to concepts and ideas about concepts. What does it mean to not tarry with the idea of the retreat? Not hurry to an idea of where you're going. Just each moment. This experience in the context of this time. Neither tarrying nor hurrying, just each moment. Simple. And each of you, as having done retreats in the past, may know some things that will support you in this day, these days of transition, this last full day here. And so taking care of yourself in this shift of the current.